From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. President Bush today has signed the multi-billion dollar Medicare reform bill, signed it into law. You'll get full details later today on All Things Considered. Now, what should Congress do when a member of that body apparently witnesses a felony but refuses to say who done it? Slate's Timothy Noah offers this look at the curious case of Representative Nick Smith.
Congressman Smith is a conservative Republican from Michigan. He opposed the Bush administration's recent Medicare prescription bill on the grounds that it would create an expensive new government program. Representative Smith is retiring at the end of this term, and he hopes his son, Brad, wins the Republican nomination to succeed him. In a commentary said to Michigan papers, Smith alluded to what he called bribes offered to get the Medicare bill passed, and said he personally had resisted strong-arming on the House floor. Columnist Robert Novak further reported that somebody on the House floor told Smith that he would direct $100,000 in business campaign contributions to Brad's campaign if Smith would vote yes. Smith's chief of staff verified to me that Novak's version was, quote, basically accurate. Now, if that's true, it means Smith was eyewitness to bribery. Not the metaphorical bribery we speak of so often in Washington, but the literal violation of United States Code, Title 18, Section 201. The Justice Department says it may investigate the allegations, although Nick Smith has now backtracked, saying no member of Congress offered campaign contributions in exchange for his vote. Trouble is, that doesn't jibe very well with what Smith told Kevin Vandenbroek of Kalamazoo, Michigan radio station WKZO 1 week ago in an interview over a scratchy cell phone.
The first offer was to give him $100,000 plus for his campaign and endorsements by national leadership. I said, no, I'm going to stick to my guns on what I think is right for the constituents in my district.
Smith's denial aside, I wanted to learn more about how federal law might apply to a case like this. So I spoke with Mark Miller, a Washington attorney who advises clients on ethics issues.
On its face, it's pretty clear that all the elements of the crime have been present, that there's been an offer made to a public official to give something of value to a person or an entity in exchange for the congressman's vote on a particular issue.
Now, the Constitution guarantees certain privileges to members of Congress when they are actually doing their official duties on the floor of the House of Representatives. Is it conceivable that a bribe offered by a House member would be protected speech under the Speech and Debate Clause in the Constitution?
You are correct that members of Congress, members of the House, and members of the Senate are specifically protected in the Constitution, but this issue has come to the Supreme Court very specifically in 1972 in the case of United States versus Brewster. Daniel Brewster was a United States senator, and the court said that, yes, it's true that members of Congress are protected, but they are protected for activities that are within their official duties, and bribery is not an official act.
Here in Washington, I think people deal so much in metaphor that when something like a bribe, which is commonly used to describe all sorts of actions in Washington, when something like that actually appears in its literal form, I think a lot of people don't know how to take it.
Well, I think what is remarkable about this, as it's been reported, is the specificity. You know, it's not the general kind of horse trading that we'd be more familiar with. You know, it'll be real good for you. It'll be real good for your son if you support the president on this. What we don't see, we certainly don't see often, is a very specific offer of X amount of money that would come to, you know, a member of your family if you change your vote.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark Miller.
You're quite welcome.
Mark Miller is a Washington attorney who advises clients on ethics issues.
That interview by Timothy Noah, he writes the Chatterbox column in Slate. We invited Congressman Smith to discuss this issue on Day to Day. His office declined.